welcome to episode 36 of Hashtag No Filter. This was a slightly different kind of episode because it was my first live recording of the podcast. I was so excited to do this. I'd been wanting to do it for a little while. So I had my first live audience listen as I recorded and interviewed my guest. It was so much fun. I want to say a huge thank you to Marla Murphy of The Blonde Pantry. We recorded at The Blonde Pantry store here in Houston, Texas, and it was perfect. She provided delicious food and sweet treats, and it was just the perfect space, an intimate space for what I wanted to do, and it was just great. And if you want to order The Blonde Pantry, if you live in the Houston area, go to theblondepantry.com and at checkout, use the coupon code #nofilter and you will get 15% off your order. And I highly recommend it. The black bean brownies are my favorite and I can finish them in one sitting. So that's great for my waistline. I also want to say a huge thank you to Scout and Cellar, Jenny Rogers of Scout and Cellar, because she provided the delicious wine for the night. She kept us very hydrated. We went through lots of delicious wine and I absolutely loved it. It was my first time trying Scout and Cellar and my personal favorite was the Dove Hunt Dog Chardonnay. Delicious. And I highly recommend. So if you want to order any of the Scout and Cellar wines, just go to scoutandcellar.com/JennyRogers. And all of the information's right there. Now let's get into the episode. I got to interview Meredith Staggers of Cake and Confetti, who is one of my favorite people. I love Meredith. I love her so much for many reasons, but one of the main reasons is because she is as authentic and real as they come. One of the main reasons we get along so well is because we both wear our hearts on our sleeves and we will talk about anything and very unfiltered. And so she was the perfect guest for Hashtag No Filter. I think you're going to love our conversation. We had so much fun. Everyone in the audience was laughing and nodding their head in agreement along with many of the things she was saying and that we were talking about. So without further ado, here's Meredith Staggers of Cake and Confetti.
Welcome, Meredith. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So to paint the picture for those that are not here, this is Hashtag No Filter's first live recording of the podcast. And we're doing it from the Blonde Pantry here in Houston, Texas. And everyone should go to theblondepantry.com to check it out. And Scout and Cellar is here. Jenny of Scout and Cellar is here with the wine. So we're all very much hydrated and ready to go. So Meredith, yep. I am so excited you're here. So the reason I chose Meredith for the live recording is because Meredith is probably one of the most authentic people I know. She's like as real as it comes. Like there's a reason we get along so well because nothing is off limits. We will talk about anything and everything. And she already told me nothing's off limits tonight. So we're just going for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Totally. Let's start. Just give a little background, who you are, your story, how you got here, a little synopsis for those that don't know Meredith Staggers of Cake and Confetti.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, she's already spilling her wine. So I started my business in 2013 and started as a party planner. Things have evolved over time. And now my primary focus is my lifestyle blog, and then of course I have a daughter. So things have evolved. Business, I've had many ups and downs throughout the last, I don't know, almost 6 years of trying this whole thing. But I feel like after I had my daughter, I finally like hit a stride, mm-hmm. and I finally like figured out like who I was and like where my business, mm-hmm. like work, like fit into that. And so, so it's been a total evolution. I've tried everything from like, I thought one day I wanted to be a wedding planner, freelance florist. And then I realized that I like hated, like I had to like forage. They were like forage. Like
what is, I don't even know what that means.
So like forage? Like we were like off of like Washington and Sawyer Yards area. And they were like, go out and find like green stuff to like use for this wedding installation.
Oh.
And so we were like chopping down stuff on the side of the highway.
I see. Okay.
And like foraging, like as if
I didn't know it was a thing.
Like foragers.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I tried this whole thing.
Good.
I thought like for a second that that's what I wanted to
right.
do. Did the wedding thing, did the party thing, did the DIY Etsy thing, did the whatever other
all
thing.
The other things.
Yes, all the things.
Because when Meredith and I met a while ago, but we first got, I remember this vividly, we got coffee or something at Tiny Boxwoods or Tiny's, one of the Tiny's, years ago, and you were kind of in flux like with what you were doing, right? And so now explain, can you give a little sneak peek about your next venture?
Yeah,
what's
absolutely.
Coming very soon?
So I blog a lot about like entertaining and party ideas and a lot focused on like kids and easy things for moms. And what I've like realized a lot, what a lot of people have asked me for is like make this easy for me. Like you've done the balloon garland tutorial and like I ordered the stuff off Amazon, but like, I want you to make it a step easier. Like give me the mm-hmm. whole thing, pick out everything for me. And then like, just send it to me like your Amazon. And so, I'm starting to like move into that direction of opening a store and offering products, and so it's super exciting.
So exciting!
A total like shift. It's something that I like. I honestly was like, oh, I don't want to deal with shipping, and I don't want to deal with this, and I don't want to deal with that. But it was, if I don't want to like depend on a brand and I don't want to have to depend on Instagram in order for my livelihood, it's like the only way.
Right. And so getting into that, for those who are influencers or bloggers or, you know, in social media in general, you keep hearing that Instagram, you don't own Instagram and it could shut down tomorrow. There was a day last week that it like shut down and like the world ended for those that rely on Instagram.
Right. Totally.
So if you're a business owner and you're, you know, relying on Instagram, maybe not such a smart idea, right? And because the only things you own are your email list and your website. So I know we talked about this the other day. We had lunch with Alex over there, adored by Alex. we had lunch the other day. And the three of us, and we were talking about it, that it's a challenge. Like, where do you go? Where do you pivot? So is that kind of part of it? Like,
yeah,
that you just didn't want to just be dependent
and
on Instagram?
And it's just like, Instagram is such a rat race. It's like, okay, well, am I going to do this like secret loop giveaway because I don't want to post this like flat lay of something on my feed, and you know, so it's like, is that the only way to grow and whatever? Uh-huh. And it's like, and I've tried that, but the thing is that then I'm just like constantly purging.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm just like, hey, I'm good at the number that I am. And like, I heard some podcasts and they were like, if you want to get more followers, like be a good follower.
Mm-hmm.
And like be
engaged
yeah. And like be genuine and, you know,
and authentic
yeah,
about it.
And like
it
posting and, yeah. the things that people care about. And so like, I've tried to just focus on that and like, hey, it's okay if a brand doesn't want to work with me because
right.
they're like, oh, you haven't grown in 3 or 4 months. It's like, well, yeah, but you know, like I'm not growing like these, like
well, you're
space
also,
cadet people,
and you're not
you know?
Going to buy followers. So
right.
you're just not, that's not how you're going to grow.
Yeah. So it just, it's crazy.
And you're very, in terms of Instagram and just in general, as I said, when I was introducing you, you are so authentic. You are so real. You show the ups and the downs of motherhood. I mean, Piper is the fucking cutest thing ever in those little red, those pigtails, little spiky pigtails.
Oh my God.
But
she's a firecracker.
But the other day you were even, I think we were DMing about it, but you put something on Instagram that like she was terrorizing the house. Like the house was upside down. Like motherhood, I mean, I'm not a mother, but a lot of my best friends are. It's not easy. So how do you, I guess, my first question is in terms of Instagram and social media, Piper's on there. You show the good and the bad, like the shit storms and the literally when she's like pooped in her
yeah.
diaper.
Like, and I think you said explosion. That whenever we went to lunch, you were like, I've seen more of Piper's poop than I think I've seen my own. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. And
that was
newborn, you know, like newborn age. And it was like everywhere. Like up the back, up the sides, out the, you know.
I just don't get it. It's
crazy.
I mean, I get it, but I just don't understand how the diaper doesn't keep it in. Like the diaper is meant to keep it in.
It's
but,
like, yeah,
right,
it's a Thomas.
So that's who you are. You're very authentic. I guess how on Instagram have you, is there a line that you wouldn't cross or is there, you know, is there not a line? Or are you very much like you will put anything out there? Like where do you draw the line if there is a line?
Yeah.
Like with your husband or with Piper?
My husband, like he doesn't care. Like I know some do. He's like, hey, this is like who you are. And like, I've always been an open book with my friends. And like, if you sit down to have lunch with me, like I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, like this thing happened. And then like totally word vomit all these things that like you really just wanted to have a small talk conversation about. But that's just like who I am by nature. And so I don't, and my mother-in-law and my father-in-law watch my stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and my dad and my mom and even my grandma now watches
Good for her that she's on the Insta.
Because she's like, Piper June, her name's June, and Piper's named after her. And so she's like, I gotta see her every day.
But she has Instagram?
Yeah.
Grandma Pauline doesn't know about that down in Delray.
So you might have she like has like a weird avatar. Like she doesn't have like a photo.
Right.
Or like anything, but she's like just on there. Like it's like just to see Piper.
Right. So, which is great.
But so I try to be like as like unfiltered as possible.
Right.
Like you'll never see me with like a cat or like a puppy or whatever, like ears on, like, or the,
oh, the filter
Kylie
cat or
Jenner,
puppy or the,
like,
got it.
Lips.
Got it.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, I feel like I look beautiful whenever I put it on, but I'm like, that's not what.
It's not you. Like, yeah, that's, you're not
yeah,
going to do
yeah.
that.
I'm
right.
like, I'm going to have like the freaking wings that are like out to here and like the messy bun. And that's just like who I am.
Right.
But I did cross the line during a recent trip to Mexico.
Okay.
And
like a drunk thing? Or
yeah.
A, okay.
It was like, and I like said, like, I like captioned it. Like, we were like, we're in Cabo and we're like at a club. And I said, like,
someone in the audience loves Cabo.
I was like spanning the crowd with me in it. And then I was like, it was right after, it was like right after New Year. And I was like, New Year's resolution, don't Insta story drunk.
Were
and
you
my
like,
dad,
what was so bad? Oh,
my dad
oh,
like
okay.
flipped out and was like,
were you like naked? Like, what were you doing?
No, I just, it was like this. And I wrote like, New Year's resolution, don't Insta story drunk. And he didn't like the way that I said the word drunk.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. So I've tried to like, how can I like be myself without like making my dad like
offended or like bothered by
yeah,
it
like
that's
feel
my
like
because
like
right.
his friends follow me whatever but right. I have to like also take that with like a grain of salt
true
so but I'm still gonna like be true to myself because right. I honestly feel like sharing the crap that goes into motherhood is like therapy to me on Instagram
I'm
stories.
Sure I would
so,
imagine as a mother it's very like it resonates and it's very like okay I'm not alone in this is
yeah.
not just me that my like son is fucking like pooping on the couch. Does that
right.
happen?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Or like, hey,
no
my husband's out of town and like I'm sick and this sucks.
Right.
And then people
like
are like, hey, like we totally get this. Like we're here too. And then you're like, okay, like I don't feel like as alone as I
alone.
Like
and
did before. And
exactly.
Like my moment whenever I was like, okay, I have to be as unfiltered as possible. With like the real life stuff, not necessarily the like after drinks stuff.
Right.
But after Piper, like she was like 11 weeks old and I had been like struggling with postpartum and
yeah.
like didn't really realize that like felt like I had to like have my life together and didn't take maternity leave and was like literally like emailing like Instagram storying a campaign
like
for a local brand like in the hospital. Like I like she was like 8 hours old.
Right.
And I was like constantly, I was like, I got to do this.
Yeah.
Like it felt like if I took a break and I slowed down, then I was going to lose all momentum that I like had.
Right.
And so I just like kept it up and I tried to like keep a brave face and do this and try to breastfeed and try to do all these things and was like, have my house clean ish or
right.
whatever.
Right.
And when she was like 11 weeks old, like I like hit a breaking point. I was like, I can't do this. And you know, I just like she couldn't do it. Like her tummy, like I eliminated everything in my diet.
Got
and it just like didn't work. But anyways, so I went to a doctor and I was like, I think I like had like a moment where I was like, I didn't know. Like I called my mom and I was like, I feel like I like regret this.
Oh, yeah.
And it like, was like, and there's a blog, I've written this on a blog post, like,
yeah,
it's like, it's out there. But it was like the hardest thing in my life,
I'm
like
sure.
ever to like, but I like felt that way. And she was like, I think you need
take
to go talk to somebody.
Yes.
So then I like quit breastfeeding and I talked about that on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I have like, and I have them saved in my highlights about like the struggles that I went through. And
right.
I still to this day have women that like,
I'm sure
resort back to it because like it's such like you're so like on one side or the other
mm-hmm.
and like it didn't work for me and it didn't work for her and so
you
I shared about it and I was like dry like I was like so scared in my car to share that and then
yeah.
once I shared it I automatically felt like hey like this is good. This is good that I'm putting it out there. That like
have gone through exactly that. I'm sure.
Fine too.
Yes,
you know.
It's
and so
fed right, fed over.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
we won't get into that. But yeah, but
whatever it is.
But
anyway, that was like a very long tangent.
Kid.
I feel like you don't ask me a question
no,
in like
no,
probably
but
15
that,
minutes.
But that just shows like you have that up there, and that probably has helped so many mothers, new mothers, I would imagine, who are going through that struggle, or maybe here having pressure from their friends or their family. Like you got to do what you got, you know, breastfeed, and there you are saying, look, it didn't fucking work. Like
right.
it, you know.
Yeah.
That's
and it's
amazing.
Like, hey, you don't have to like get to the point where you're like crying on the floor,
right.
like so miserable. It's
yeah.
like, but like sometimes like the social pressures like play into that.
Of course.
And so, but it's so funny because like whatever, my husband Trent, like, goes to meetings with people and has, you know, he's like, he always tells me, he's like, yeah, I told people to, like, look back at your baby highlight about that thing, because it's like, he's like, because anytime that there's like a colicky baby or there's someone that's they're having issues, and it's like, yeah. So anyway, so I've always like tried like the stuff that, like, if it feels uncomfortable, then it's probably like what you should share, like within like reason.
Which is funny because some people will say the opposite. Like some bloggers I've read say the opposite. If it starts feeling uncomfortable, I'm not gonna share it. And right. I like your mentality.
Yeah, it feels like therapy.
So speaking of therapy, that was gonna be my next question. Speaking of therapy, are you in therapy now? You know I'm a big proponent of therapy.
You're
very open about it.
I know.
You went to therapy during your postpartum stuff?
Yes. They like recommended a counselor and that like specializes in. I like did all of that and got on medicine.
We're on the same medicine, so Zoloft. This is sponsored by Zoloft. Should be that. It honestly should be the amount of money I've spent on that. No, but you know, and you said nothing was off limits.
No, totally.
But so you went on Zoloft after pregnancy or after you had Piper and you're still on it.
Yeah.
And has it changed your life?
Yeah.
Like it's changed mine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because, you know, it's funny, like maybe not funny. At first I was really resistant to it. Like I would not go on the medicine. My psychiatrist was like, you need the medicine. I wouldn't go on it. I was so against it. And finally I did it and it changed my life. Like why was I living like that before, you know?
Right.
Once you're on it, anyway. So that's been great for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. And I like, it's interesting because like about a month ago, I was like, I think I'm going to try to like wean off of it. I'm like doing so good.
Right? And then, you're doing good because of the medicine.
Then,
I tried it
too.
Yeah,
so I like tried that whole thing. And then I was like, I was like trying to like do this whole new business venture. And we're closing on a house on Monday and like have
and
a toddler.
Have
a pack, and
have right?
a, like, and I'm like, I'm like, oh gosh, I can't.
So we're back on the Zoloft.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, that was, yeah.
So how has Trent been, Trent, as your husband, Trent, how has he been, you know, I can't speak from experience, but when you had Piper, how was he? Like, how did the dynamic with you guys change? Because obviously that's a new normal that you have to, you know, become accustomed to.
Yeah.
So how was that transition with your husband?
It was like a total adjustment for me in like the sense of like having control over everything. And I think that was like probably like from an anxiety like standpoint of like always wanting to have everything like under control. And like the first time my mother-in-law came to visit, you know, I was like, it needs to be on my terms and she has to stick to this schedule and all this stuff. And then it's like, you know, you get there and you're like, wait a second. Like I'm like grateful that I can like go and lay down and like have a little bit of a nap. And so it like took me a while to get there because I was like, I wanted to like see him like, that I like proved and he like needed to approve that she was coming. And, you know, there was like a whole growing, for him and I.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I want Piper to like know like other people besides me.
Right.
And like I want her to want to go to other people and not to just be like
not be clinging on to you. Right.
And so I you know, I let him like he's with her tonight and like, you know, I try to do the weekends away and stuff. Not very often, but
so they have their like alone time as well.
Yeah. Just because like she's gonna choose me if like we're together.
Right.
And so I try to like exit stage left.
So how is that? I mean, I'm just gonna say this is a question that came from Marla of the Blonde Pantry.
Oh,
how has the sexual part of your marriage changed since baby, if at all? Maybe it hasn't changed. Maybe you've been able to seamlessly continue on that.
I mean, it's gonna change regardless because things just do different things. Like your pelvis does this and then it does this and then it goes back to
this. Should have been filmed.
It's just not the same. There's just a transition. But
right, so it's not immediate. I mean, it takes like 6 weeks.
Oh, no. Yeah.
More than 6 weeks. Yeah, okay.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. We had some friends that like tried it like 6 weeks. They got cleared and they were like, hey, yo.
Going to town.
It's like, no.
Not you. No. Okay. Yeah. So there.
We eased into it.
Eased into
know,
it.
Like,
and just, then is would you say now that Piper's a year? No, Piper's over. How old is Piper?
16 months.
Ish. Yeah. 16-ish months. Yeah. So she's
and
over
a year. It's like weird to count months yeah, all
weird.
Of a sudden.
It's like, you're like, it's weird. It's
yeah,
weird.
I'm like, do I say she's a year? But then it's like she's almost like a year and a half.
Right.
But
it like, sounds perfect.
I don't know.
But anyway. So she's whatever, a year and a half-ish. So now at this point, has your sex life and intimate life with your husband gone back to how it was pre-baby or never goes back?
I don't, I mean, it takes more scheduling.
Okay, so this is interesting actually. So speaking of scheduling, I have a question about this.
Yeah.
So I didn't go for me. I went to I did a YouTube series with a sex therapist. She had told me, because I was like, you know, sometimes you just don't want to, it's not fun. And she said to schedule it. She puts in her calendar sometimes, like, bath time with husband followed, like, in her fucking calendar, in that Google calendar. Do you do scheduling?
No. Like,
oh, so you
not
know me.
That, like, she, extreme.
No,
that's actually genius.
No, she said yeah, that life
and then
is
you
crazy.
Can also, like, make sure that, like, I'm not going to get pregnant
or maybe
tomorrow.
You change. That's a good point. And you can change the time. So if 7:15 isn't good for you, you put it to 8:25.
Totally.
So when you say schedule, you mean...
hey, if, like, you know, he travels a lot and... I'm like, we're both tired. And so I feel like we have to make it a priority, even if like sometimes it is. So like I'm like, hey, I got to put my game face on. Like I got to like.
So it's not like scheduled, but it's
not
more like.
It's not like on my Google Cal.
It's not on your calendar, like an appointment. But you,
oh my
you,
gosh, can you imagine if I like invited him to that? His like assistant is like,
we should do that. Could you imagine if you did that? I feel like that'd be super excited.
That like that like setting on that's like this is beyond work hours. Like, can you imagine if it was like.
Try. You should try. And then report back.
I might.
So, but
actually.
You're like cognizant of the fact that like, look, you're not going to want to do it every day. I guess the bottom line is it's not the same as it was.
No, like, hey, if it's happened in a couple weeks, like we're good.
We're good. Okay. So there's no, you don't feel there's
we've got like two businesses and a baby. Like
there's a lot going on in that household.
Like, I mean, praise you if you're doing it more than that, but like just not happening. She is. She's like, oh, shit.
She's like, but some people are more, they're going to make it, it's going to be a daily.
Yeah.
It's going to be,
which
awesome. Is fantastic.
But
it's
like,
not.
Like, just not, like.
Right.
A need.
A need. So, did that answer it?
So it basically sound like a unisex.
Okay. Like, I don't need it. Okay, so in terms of Piper, do you have a nanny or a someone helping
so
you because you are full time working
3 days a week, and then she just started last week the other 2 days a week at like a Mother's Day out thing for like half the day,
right? And that's like heavenly.
Yeah, I know, it's like weird because she's always been at the house, like until she started that last Monday. She like if I'm there, she's always there, so I can't ever get anything done because even if we have Anna there with us, it's like I go around the corner and she's like running to me. And
of course, because you're there. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's just,
and so, like, working from home and all of that, like, I needed, like, a couple days with her out of the house. And, like, I'm hoping in the fall, like, that'll be more frequent.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. So how, in terms of, back to the, well, it's continuing on, but back to the authenticity thing, have you gotten backlash on Instagram? Do you get negative comments? I mean, you have a big following. Like, have you gotten negative comments? Do you get backlash on any of the things you post about Piper, anyone else? I hope your answer is no, but I know it's out there, so I'm just
I more with like the motherhood stuff
Than
anything.
Where people are offended by something you're saying,
I don't think
or
it's that they're necessarily offended, but they like think what I'm doing is wrong, or like you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't.
Will they comment
have...
and say?
No, it's always in stories because I feel like my feed is like more like curated content,
right.
Like the stories is like when I'm like, oh hey, like. Whenever she like still hates the car and the car seat and all the stuff
being in the car,
and so we, like, at one particular point, like, I bungee corded this, like, weird piano apparatus thing that she, like, loved to the back of the seat. Like,
oh, so she could
play? So she could push it.
That's actually
genius.
She
didn't like the soft one that comes for the car because it couldn't, like, hit them. She only liked this hard one. Okay. That, like, so I basically deconstructed it.
That's amazing.
Then, like, use bungee cords all around.
This is smart, though.
No, apparently not. According to firefighters' wives, it is not smart.
Those bitches chimed in, I bet.
Yeah.
So were they saying...
They were like, have you seen what happens to these children with hard objects?
But it wasn't...
whiplash and the force and the things. And I'm like, hey, look... If you had freaking groceries in the back of your car with a can of soup, it's just as dangerous.
It's a good point.
If you stopped really fast, it could freaking fly up and hit your kid.
Yes. So how do you respond? How do you respond to someone like that? Do you say, like, fuck off, or are you nice?
Like, yeah, I'm like, hey, thank you so much.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna look into that.
So do you go ahead and I'm going to go to my local fire department. And yeah, so do you end up, in terms of social media, because it's a scary place, do you end up blocking those people or what do you, no, you just, you don't, you, so you're very much like, you'll kind of, you'll answer then you'll move
like,
on.
Yeah. I think like you just like some of those people, like, this is just what they do. And there's always going to be people that are negative. There's always going to be people complaining.
Always,
you could look at, like, the best restaurants in town. They always have someone that's saying something negative.
Right,
and so, you know, I try not to read it as much as like, I used to. And, like, I don't, like, take it to heart. But it's, like, I mean, I'm an emotional person, so that's, like, hard for me.
Right.
But I... in the fall did this like course about like being or a video with TJ Maxx about being authentic on social media.
Right.
And I so like typically like whenever I post stuff, like, I don't look at the numbers. Like,
right.
I don't look back at like who views my, and I told you that, like, I don't look at like who views my stories.
Right.
Like, I have lovely Mackenzie to do that for me. Because I'm like, I'm
shout out to Mackenzie.
It makes me feel like I can be more real if I don't know who's looking at it and I don't know the amount of people that are looking at it. And because otherwise it gives me like this like mental block.
Oh, totally.
And so anyways, so this TJ Maxx thing, there was like these people that like were like super negative and
about you being authentic.
Like, they just like picked me apart as a person, like in the video, and like that I was like yelling and
they
that I seemed super inexperienced and that and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm experienced. I've never used a teleprompter before, but but then like all this stuff about like that my content wasn't like great, whatever. And that like really hurt me.
Yeah.
Like it hurt me like big time. And then since then, I like Rachel Hollis, who I like love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She says like other people's opinions of you is none of your business,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that is like something that now I'm like, I don't care about that.
Well, and others' opinions of you have more to do with them than it does with you. It has nothing to do with you. They're either jealous or bitter, have shit going on in their own life, and I like almost feel sorry for them. But it's hard because I've gotten shit on because. Well, I'm like an open fucking book and there's been shit said, you know, and what are you going to do? It kills me. Like I get, when people unsubscribe from my MailChimp emails,
oh my gosh,
I'm personally offended.
We talked about this at lunch the other day.
Oh yeah, we did.
And you were like, you can't look at them. And I was like,
no,
I don't send emails anymore because of the unsubscribe.
I get really personally offended.
What?
Like just delete the email. Don't unsubscribe. It's rude.
And especially if they were like,
we never subscribe
to this or we never, I don't like this content.
Fuck them.
Like,
yeah, no, it's hard to not take it to heart, but it sounds like you might get a little emotional, you might have your thing, but then you just move past it.
Yeah.
Like,
you just have to, because otherwise you're just going to be like, closed off and jaded, and you're only going to share like the pretty stuff. And I feel like nowadays, like that doesn't cut it. Like no one just wants like the pretty, like not beautiful, like stylized stuff. Right, they're like, hey, like I'm over here, like freaking like swimming upstream. Mm-hmm. And like, you seem like you're like ready to be like on the cover of a magazine.
Right.
Like how do you relate to me? And I feel like now more than ever, there's like two groups of people. They're the people that like idolize fashion bloggers, mm-hmm. that are like the beautiful girls, which there's nothing wrong with them. I follow a lot of them.
Yeah.
But there's like the people that idolize these girls. And then there's another group of people that are on there to be inspired, mm-hmm, and are mm-hmm, like, how mm-hmm. can I,
yeah.
like, what can you, how can you make me a better person? And what can I learn from you? Right. What's the life hack you can give me? Mm-hmm. How can you benefit my life?
Right.
Not what am I going to buy from you?
Correct. Correct. Not the dollar signs right there.
Right.
Right.
And so I think Instagram is like, it's taken such a shift. Like there's such
complete
an interesting
shift,
like,
which is amazing, divide. Which I think is a great thing.
Right.
And but then you see some of these bloggers that have 500,000, almost 1 million followers, mm-hmm. where, you know, again, more power to them. They're laughing their way to the bank. I mean, good for them, but they're doing the try-on sessions which is fantastic, but there's an audience for that. And then there's the audience that wants the more authentic realness. And I think Instagram is shifting to that. Like people are showing, I think feeds are staying more curated, mm-hmm. but the stories are becoming more real, which I love. Don't you love?
Yeah, I do too.
Like I want to see Piper's poop.
Like, and no offense if anyone does the doggy filter, but
it's a
don't
wonderful
say film. Like I'm just gonna be real right
I'm
now, and you have freaking puppy dog ears.
It's not
like
real.
I have a hard time.
Right. Like, that makes sense.
Being
hey,
we're gonna be. Hey, let's just be real for a second.
And you're like,
and then you're like,
over.
Like a freaking little like dog, or you have like the Kylie Jenner like filter, and you look amazing.
But
like,
you're not being
like
real. You're not being real.
And I'm like, hey.
Right.
Like, I understand. No, let me tell you, whenever people respond to my stories and I see that little screenshot of myself, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's what I look like on the internet? I'm like, I have my, like, postpartum wings out to here, this messy bun, my freaking dark circles.
And you don't have those.
Are you kidding me? Have you looked at one of my stories? And I'm like, but this is... If I'm going to sit here and talk to women and talk about what I'm working on what I'm doing and the freaking struggles that I'm currently having, like no one walks around with a freaking puppy dog filter in real life.
It'd be great if we could, but we don't.
Like Kylie Jenner, like just looking like so glowy, but we don't.
We don't. It's just not
and
reality.
So I've like made it a point, like from day one, even whenever I'm sick and I look like swollen and disgusting.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to show up and I'm going to be like
you.
Yeah.
And I think if you lose followers from that, did you want them anyway? Like, I just feel like those were the followers that are saying goodbye to me because I'm like wearing no makeup and talking about who knows what. Like, then I don't want that a part of my world.
But do you really want to watch someone tell a story as a mouse?
No, like, God no.
How
God,
can you take anyone
seriously? I don't
seriously.
Like the mouse. The dog I can sort of handle.
No.
I don't do it, but I can sort of
more
take
than
it.
Two, and I'm like,
click through. But the mouse, I don't know. I'm not into the mouse. The Kylie Jenner thing is creepy to me.
Yeah,
Kylie,
because
with
then
the
you
lips,
like move,
with the
and
lips.
Then you're like, you've got this
which
like
is cool.
Eye, like
then,
the wings,
and then
liner.
You have the lashes, but then the lips are on your cheek, and you're just like,
and
this is
like,
awkward,
like,
and then you click through.
Yeah.
Right, so, but no offense
very
to anyone.
Distracting. I'm too ADD for that type
no,
of thing.
No, no, you click through. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. No, I want the realness. I want to see Piper's poop.
Yeah,
that is
perfect.
The bottom line. Should this be the name of the podcast?
Yeah,
Piper's
I think
poop.
So.
Just Piper's poop. No, so was there anything like in your childhood or growing up that inspired you, but kind of pushed you to be this authentic? Has this just always been you? Like,
it's
out of the
been
womb,
me.
You've been this authentic person.
It's like heart on my sleeve. Like, everyone knows what I'm feeling. Like, if I have like a weird thing with you, I'm like, you know,
like you
know. Can always
like if you
tell.
Don't if you don't like someone, they kind
so
of know.
I've just always been this way. But you know, in college, I felt like I had to like conform and, you know, do all of that
sorority.
Yeah, same.
It's very
gotta conform. So it's kind of like, okay, like we all go here, we all do this, and we're all wearing like pointy toe shoes tonight, whatever. It's just like, it's what it is.
Right.
And so I feel like I lost a lot of that, like in college.
And then
once I graduated and I started like learning about myself and like,
evolving. Seems so, that's such a deep like comment, been, evolving.
Yeah. But that's what it is. But I think like, honestly, it wasn't until my like late 20s.
Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
32.
I'm 33, but yeah, the same. Yeah, I'm so old. It took a decade of therapy for me, and I'm still in it, and I'm still learning, and I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah, totally.
And I feel like that's just what happens through life. Till the day you die, you should be evolving, or else I kind of feel sorry for you. But so when you were, okay, so that was your college. So how is Trent, because now I'm trying, I watch your stories every day, but Trent's not on your stories ever, right?
No.
Very rarely, if at all. So is he, how, because that's very.
He's just gone a lot.
He's just out of town a lot. He's working.
And someone was like, hey, you shouldn't talk about your husband being out of town.
Because, they'll come like.
And I'm like anyone could find out where anyone lives. Like, we could all Google
it. If they really want to find you, they will find you.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm like, okay.
So is he, but he's supportive of your business, obviously.
Very,
and supportive of you being authentic and real? Or is there ever a time?
No, he loves it. Like,
okay, so he's never like, that was over the line. That was much.
No,
okay, so he, even if he's not on the Instagram, he's very supportive of it. Which is nice, because it took Matthew a while, like, to come around.
Yeah.
And he's only more recently
Well, it's
done
funny
so.
Because Trent has this Instagram account that whenever I first started Cake and Confetti in, like, I was doing more of, like, the flat lay, like, perfect stuff. And before stories came around, and I wasn't really, like, sharing much of myself on there. Like, it was really, like, only, like, my thumb that you'd ever, like, see that there was, like, a person behind it. But so he started this account that's called Shit My Wife Does.
Does he still have it?
He still has it. He hasn't posted anything, but people try to hack it all the time. And I'm like,
that's an incredible
name tag. I need to, like, so it happened, like, we like had been like day drinking, pre-Piper had been like day drinking at a bar.
Right.
And I was like, gosh, I'm like 5'10". I'm like a tall person. Like, do you think I could fit in the dryer? And I like got in the dryer and he turned it on and I like spun around. I need to start an Instagram. That's shit my wife does. Like, this is ridiculous.
Wait, we have a lot to unpack right here. Hold on. First, you're tall. How did you fit in the dryer?
Indian style, as if anyone, how anyone would.
Did he? He turned it on.
He turned it on just for like a spin or two, and then he turned. He pulled down.
Wait, did you go around?
I did, but I'm so big that I basically was like, hit all sides. So I didn't like kerplunk.
I want to go in the dryer tonight.
Okay, you can only do it if you're like supervised. Like, that's
no, Matthew would turn and put me in the dryer. Yeah.
I don't want anyone like getting. But I guess you couldn't like turn it off. Yeah.
No, wait, was it hot?
Like, I sweat easily. No, it was just like a couple like rounds. Like,
were you drunk? You were drunk.
I mean, I'd been drinking.
Wait, that's amazing. Okay, so that's
so he has Instagram. Shit my wife does, and I'm like, Trent, this is a gold mine. Like, you need to be doing something.
And he hasn't posted anything on it.
No,
since the dryer, he didn't even post the dryer.
He didn't even post the dryer.
Wait, can you tell him? I will help him manage that account. That's genius.
So people keep trying to like
hack it,
because they're like, oh, we want that. Like,
it's literally shit my wife does.
Yes,
that's. You can make big bucks if you sold that.
I know.
That little name.
I know.
Wait, so maybe he should do that. Should so he. Bottom line is, he's supportive.
He's supportive, but he like So he gets a kick out of all this stuff.
That's what Matthew does. He like makes fun of me, and then he's fucking in my Insta story. I'm like, you can't make fun of me if you're then gonna be in it and want to be in it.
Yeah.
So this
but
is
it's
how
like
it works.
Making fun. Of
yes.
Me, like,
yes. Way. But when he leaves the golf clubs in the foyer, it's a problem, and that I do get genuinely mad. He leaves his golf clubs in the foyer. Put him in the storage unit next to the thing.
Yeah. No.
Right. So
golf clubs are the first thing you see whenever you walk into.
Oh, yours.
We don't have a garage, so it's like
we don't either. But like, there's a fucking closet. Put it in the fucking closet.
Yeah, we don't have a closet, but that
And then does Trent ever wash them in your kitchen sink? Wash the gloves in the sink with
no, his golf shoes with a toothbrush in the kitchen sink.
Seriously?
Yeah. getting all the
dirt.
Are
you okay with it?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, are you like do that outdoors?
Right,
like,
right.
You have, there's a, you know, a freaking hose and... Yeah, he's like, oh, he like takes like bleach to them. Yeah. And I'm like, who cares what your like
golf shoes? Matthew went on a golf trip this weekend and he had the clubs the day before cleaning the clubs in the sink. I'm like, Florina was just here. She's our lovely housekeeper. She was literally just here. Yeah. You're cleaning the fucking, anyway. Yeah. So men, but gotta love him. But so, okay, back to the point. Trent is supportive of what
he's
you
supportive.
Do. Yeah. So what about your other family members? Is everyone supportive? Or I know you said the father-in-law's friends or the
everyone
do you want to talk about in-laws?
everyone is supportive as long as I don't, like, my mom is like very much like Southern, like we don't talk about our feelings and we are like the housewife that like everything's fine, everything's great, you know, whatever. And
right.
So me talking about, like, whenever I shared about, like, postpartum and talked about anxiety and, like, medication and
right.
some of the different things that I've, like, shared about over, like the last couple years, like, she that's really hard for her because she's, like, very image conscious.
Got it.
Like, she's always, like, worried about, like, what's everyone going to think of her and what's everyone going to think of me
right.
and, like, wants to make sure everyone likes me. Like, that was always, like, her thing. Like, she was always, like, lunchtime is the most important time of the day. Like, in grade school. Like, in grade school, like, lunchtime is, like, because it's, like, who you're socializing with. Who,
oh,
like,
dear God. Like, yeah.
So now you, like, get
it. I got the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's sometimes hard for her, and she, I think... Like, she's, like, the type that, like, always puts lipstick on and makeup on before my dad gets home from work, even if she, like, hasn't all day and that
right.
type of thing.
Okay.
And, like,
yeah.
I'm just, like, not
That's
that.
That's not you. Are you putting lipstick
type?
And makeup on before Trent gets home every day?
No. Yeah, what you see is what you get.
Take like, it or leave
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Not a chance.
No, he doesn't get that. Okay, and so now if you could, like, Piper's very young, but as she grows up, what is, like, your, what would you say is your daily, I don't know, daily motto, but some sort of quote or something that you try to live by and that you would want to instill in Piper, like, that she can take with her, like, through the rest of her life. What would that, like,
so
I guess,
profound.
What would you want to, like, pass down to your daughter to, like, really, like, the biggest lesson you've learned in your childhood and your growing up? Not even just your childhood.
Yeah.
Recently, even.
Just be life. Who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like, I majored in sports management. I graduated with a sports management degree from UT, which is, like, very, like, far outside what I do now. And it was all because my dad was in sports. And it was, like, that's what I thought that, like, we needed to do. And that's what I thought that I could get a good job in and make money and whatever. And, like, it wasn't actually
right.
following anything that I was passionate about. And I think, like, there's so many times, like, from when I was little, like, grade school through college and, like, in my young professional days that, like,
right.
I wish I would have just, like, been true to who I was and, like,
yeah.
not trying to conform, which, of course, it's, like, hard, you know?
Right.
Like, that's, like, you know, you see girls doing, you know, something, you're like, oh, well, like, I should do that too, whatever. But I have had the most success
professionally
with my business.
And,
professionally and personally
right.
whenever I am, like, this is what it
when
is.
You are who you are.
Yeah.
That's when shit changed for me.
I
mean, that's
and
completely
it, I think
when.
that's what is, like, what's missing in, like, that first half of the Instagram
mm-hmm.
world
mm-hmm.
that I discussed.
But lucky for Piper, you figured it out.
Yeah.
And now you'll pass
yeah,
that
and
to
I
her.
Like, yeah. And I just, like, you know, it's one of those things, like, my husband's a redhead and she's obviously a redhead.
The cutest
and, like,
fucking redhead.
But, like, redheads are bullied. Like, it's just
still in 2019,
yes.
that's a thing.
Yeah. It's like redheads are very much bullied. And so, like, my husband was bullied. I know people that have redheaded girls in school that are bullied. And
yeah.
it doesn't matter if you're cute or not. Like, you're different. And I just, like, want her to know that, like, being different is, like, her best quality.
Oh.
And
I'm
going to
play this for her.
Every kid, everyone has that, you know, it's like, you just have to like figure out like what that is, like what makes you tick, what makes you different. Right. And then like, just like go for it.
Yeah. I love that. That was sweet. That was very sweet. Okay. So now shifting gears, the last like some odd 20, however, 15 some odd minutes is my quick fire, favorite like rapid fire round where I just ask you questions that you probably know because I ask them on every episode, but they're my favorite. And so first thing that comes to mind, which is you. So this is, I don't even need to tell you, but like you're very real. So you're just going to say it as is. Okay. So first we'll start with really, really, really easy. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Cool. Same. Like Cabo? Do you want to go tonight?
Punta Mita.
Okay. Here, that is the spot right now.
It's outside Sayulita. It's like the best ever.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Like near Puerto Vallarta, it's like the best. It's a hidden gem. And it's, I feel weird about telling people because I'm like, I actually like don't want you to go there.
Well, it's kind of like Tulum. Tulum has become.
I know.
This thing that is not what it was, apparently.
Right. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm scared of that.
Okay. Anyways. So don't go to Punta Mita. Yeah. If someone played you in a movie, if there was a movie about your life, who would it be?
Oh my gosh, I thought about this earlier.
Did you? Because you knew it was question I asked. It's my favorite.
I would say Reese Witherspoon.
Oh my God, 100%.
Oh my gosh, love her.
Do people tell you you remind?
No, I get Connie Britton from Nashville. They're like, you look like a younger version of Connie.
You remind me of someone, but maybe it's Reese. Okay, so Reese Witherspoon would play you.
She's like
what would the title of the movie be, or what would your the synopsis, the theme of the movie be?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
Like something. I feel like if I was the director of the movie, I think it'd be something about like just keep being real, like authentic, like something like that. But is that not what we think the motion picture
maybe
be something
so.
Like that?
Like how to like be still be like sweet but be real.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
like, even if you piss people off,
right. Like you don't have to be like the like total like Devil Wears Prada. You can like still be like a good, kind person,
right?
But like be real and like stick to like what you believe in.
Right. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So if any directors want to do that, Meredith is available. Okay. What about if you could have drinks with anyone, living or dead? Who would it be, and why?
My first, like, instinct is to say Oprah, which I know is, like, so cliche.
No, but it's great.
But does anyone listen to her podcast?
And I mean, no.
Super Soul. It's so good, right? Yes.
Eckhart Tolle?
Yes, Eckhart Tolle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, podcast on, the mindfulness and like the way like some of that has like changed me in like the recent months and has totally changed my sister and my brother-in-law's lives. His book. And so I think there's so much to her that's like so Hollywood, but then there's another side she is very mindful and like knows exactly who she is and is not afraid to like talk about that and like really like explore those feelings of like the stuff that's inside that like people aren't normally comfortable talking about.
Oprah would be a great person to have a drink with.
Yeah.
That would be okay. So I was going to ask you your favorite, is that your favorite, aside from hashtag no filter, is that your favorite podcast? Or do you have a bunch?
I have like a few. I love yours. So like, there's only like a handful that I'm like subscribed to.
Oh, okay.
So it's yours. It's Oprah, Super Soul, and Rachel Hollis's.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then like I have a couple like business ones, but those are like the main ones that I like.
In terms of business ones, do you listen to How I Built This and Raising the Bar?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I like How I Built This.
How I Built This is great. And Raising the Bar is the founder of Dry Bar, Ali Webb, and her brother. Oh my God. It's all just like, you would love it because right now you're building this new part of your business. It's all about entrepreneur. Anyway, love it. Okay. So, aside from hashtag okay, great. What about favorite? Do you have a favorite book? Are you a reader or no?
Yeah, I read.
You are. Well, you mentioned that. So, is that your favorite book that you just mentioned? Did you mention Eckhart Tolle?
So my my most, like, my recent favorite book is Girl, Wash Your Face, which I know is, like...
Oh, I keep hearing about that.
Yeah, it's, like, the trendy thing right now.
No, but it's good. It's
good. I've listened... in Rachel's podcast, she does, like, little snippets of the book during some of her, like, recent episodes her new book of the Girl, Stop Apologizing.
Okay, yep.
And, so I'm... That's, like, latest that I've downloaded on my Kindle, but I haven't started it.
Got it. If you could... I'll give you 3 words. No, you can use 5 words. Or you can... Whatever you want to use. A sentence. The future of blogging. How would you put that? What is your... like thought on the future of blogging and influencerdom. That's not a word. Influencerness. Influencers.
Okay. Can I separate the two?
Blogging versus. Yeah, and you can do more than 3 words. You can do a sentence or two.
Blogging.
Yes. Let's go with blogging first.
Dying. Mm-hmm. Influencer world in terms of social media growing.
Okay.
But I think the blogging world, people just aren't reading the way that they used to. People are wanting, like, I mean, people are learning how to do everything on YouTube. They're like, how to build a house, how to do anything. Like, you literally can, like, learn how to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can learn it all there.
Yeah.
And so I think things are moving to, like, more of, like, that direction. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, like, these, like, you know, long format blog
not
posts.
Happening.
Like, I don't think that, I think with recipes, people want, like, videos, people want things that are visual, that type of thing. So I think, you know, like, YouTube obviously has been around for a while, but I think that that's going to be taking more of the place of blog stuff. I personally don't think that Instagram is going anywhere.
Right. No time soon.
No time soon. No. But I think there is, like, a shift in that, and there's a change in, like, brands and, like, the people, like, that are, like, reaching out. Like, they're definitely, like keeping better tabs. Like, they're smarter than they used to be. Like, they're not, like, they're like, hey, send me, like, your metrics before, like, we're not going to take your media kit stats.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so they're
brands are catching on and
yeah. They want to see, like, the legitimate stuff, and they want to see I've even had, like, hey, your 3 recent, like, branded posts, like, will you send the insights for those? Like, you know, branded posts are going to perform less,
of course.
So it's like, okay, but is anyone even interested? Like, are you able to convert anyone, or do you just have people that are following along for the pretty photos?
Is it exposure, or is it going to turn into sales?
So I think brands are learning, but there's still, like, a lot of room to grow. Like, there's still brands that are, like, working with people that do loop giveaways every 3 days.
Yeah. Well, because the brands aren't realizing, or maybe they don't give a shit.
I think some people just, like, see the number and then they're, like, cool with it. But so I think there's, like, a mix of both. But there was even, like, one brand that I used to work with on a regular basis, and they got on to, like, Telegram, is it Telegram?
That app.
So they do. There's different, like, loop giveaway, chat things on this app.
Through Telegram.
And this brand went and looked, and, like, before they chose to work with any influencers, they wanted to see if any of the influencers were, like, in these groups, because they're like, okay, are they buying? Like, even though they're not technically, like, typing in a number and hitting buy on the followers, if you're constantly doing a giveaway, if you're constantly doing loop giveaways, in some way, shape, or form, you're buying followers. Like, I mean,
well,
I know.
Because you have to buy into the giveaway.
Because you're buying into the giveaway, and people are only entering the giveaway to win. And so
they're not entering into
the giveway because they love your content or whatever. And that's why there's always, like, such a huge, like, influx, like, around, like, up and down.
Up and down.
And so it's like, okay, well, are these people that are doing a giveaway every week for a Louis Vuitton Neverfull, is that any different than, like, going out and, like, buying the thing?
Right.
Which I'm, like, probably offending some people, but it is what it is. It's just,
it is
like,
what it is. Yeah.
I think that, like, if you're going, if you're going to be what they call like an influencer and you're going to have influence over mm-hmm. some people, you're not going to have the influence over people that are liking all your photos every week in order to win something.
Right.
And I've like thought about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, everyone now is doing these
weekly
giveaways mm-hmm. and they're doing this PR giveaways of all this stuff and like and comment on my photos every week stuff. And it's like, okay, so then at the end of the day, you have a bunch of people that aren't actually going to buy into your brand. The free stuff. Right. So
and it's like, do you play the game or do you stay true to yourself and stay authentic and not have as many followers, but you have authentic, engaged followers.
Yeah. So. Which is interesting because last year I worked with a PR agency out of California, and I was like, I haven't grown in like. I was at the same number for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And I was like, should I be worried about this? And they were like, and their advice was to do the giveaways.
They were like,
you need to grow. You need to grow. Like, I don't know. Like, how are we supposed to pitch you to these brands if... And they were managing all my
but
brand work at
the time.
But if more
PR agencies and influencer agencies are advising people to do those giveaways, then it's just a complete sham.
Right. And so then I tried it. I did one month, and this was fall.
Yeah.
I did one month, and I did another one. And then it was like, I like grew.
And then
you
lost.
I just like, you know, ever since then, still, like, it's just been more like.
Because those people don't give a shit about you.
No.
I mean, they
care
about the giveaway.
They're not watching my stories,
no,
and that's the stuff that matters.
Right.
It's like, brands want to know, like, hey.
Your engagement.
Are people watching your stories? Are people swiping up? Do people care about what you're posting about? Or are they just, like, this, like, little number or this number there?
Right, exactly. So God.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the Wild West.
It is the Wild West. The Wild West.
It's crazy.
Okay, if there was an airplane right outside here at, where are we, West Ave? They changed the name. Shops at Arrive. Where would you want it to take you?
New Zealand.
Have you been?
No.
But that's your, like,
that's my
number one.
List
okay. Place. So airplane out there, we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, you would just go.
I would go.
Okay.
Well, actually, could we like stop by my house and pick up
and get
Trent
some clothes,
Piper?
And then we go, and then we go with Piper. We bring the whole fam, right?
Yeah, totally, all of us.
All of us, the whole thing. Okay, so a couple more things. So I know you're not single, obviously you're married, but where is your favorite, if you were going on a first date, favorite first date spot in Houston, or just favorite date spot in Houston?
Hmm.
I stumped her on this one.
I know.
I'm like, do you out?
Like, normally I have like one of the 12 like delivery apps like bring me food to
including
my house.
Including theblondpantry.com.
Yes, exactly. What?
Is it a restaurant, bar? What's our feel?
I don't. We're pretty casual.
Okay.
When it comes to like date night.
So you could go to like a sports bar.
Like we typically, there's like a sushi place that's next to Reliant that's like cheap and we love it.
And you
love
it.
Happy
hour. Is it called, drinking.
So good.
But what's the name? Is it,
I don't know.
It's Akashi. Like is it Akashi?
Yes.
Yes. We go in Conroe a lot when we're on County.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have like
they have really
happy
good
hour. Like,
yeah, it's fantastic.
Like every day
it's
of
fantastic
the week
yeah
until 9
yes
p.m. And you're like $5 glasses of wine.
Yes.
And they
yes
have Pinot Grigio in most places for the white. They only have Chardonnay.
Right. Exactly. So you're not a big like fancy, you guys are pretty casual and chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer like the company, good cocktails. And
Right. If you could, okay, this is our last question, so make it really good. If you could give advice to an entrepreneur or someone who wants to build a business or they already have the business and they want to expand kind of like you're doing, what would your advice be?
I would say follow your gut.
Mm.
And like, don't worry about like what everyone else is doing.
Just go with what you feel.
Like what you feel and like what you're like, don't like, yes, you have to like make money and you're going to have to do some things in your business that you like don't love to do in order to like generate dollars. Like especially like in, you know, the beginning first few years. But I think trusting like what you're super passionate about and like not trying to conform to like, oh, this is what everyone else is doing. And so like, I need to like find a way that I fit in there. You're going to have like way more success because I tried to do different things in my business. And it was like, oh, I think I could like make money there. Or I could do that.
Right.
Or I could, that could, you know, work out or whatever. And it was never like what my like true, like
what
God-given
down,
talents
right,
are.
Right,
and like
right.
what fires me up and what makes mm-hmm. me want to work every day.
Right.
And like, and you know, now I'm like, okay, if I'm going to be away from Piper, like I want to be doing something that I freaking love.
Yeah.
Like I want to be like fired up. I want to be excited yeah. about it and like trying to like reach and inspire women.
Right.
So.
Right. And so just following your gut
yeah.
instinct.
Yeah.
Because if not, sure. you're going to just be unhappy. Ultimately.
Yeah. You're going to be unhappy
yeah.
and you're
right.
going to constantly be trying to like figure out where you fit
yep.
in this yep. world.
So just follow your as the best therapist in the world says. You got to follow your truth. Like
yeah.
what you're, yeah, yeah. Stephanie Barthmeyer is her name. Best therapist ever. Okay. Anyway, so thank you. This was awesome, Meredith. I want to talk to you all night, but we have to go home to our kids and our, I don't have kids, but home. Okay. But before we totally tell everyone where they can follow you, website, Instagram, all the things.
Yeah, absolutely. On Instagram at Cake and Confetti, and my website is cakeandconfetti.com.
It's pretty easy. Pretty easy there.
Just keep it
okay.
easy.
So, and stay tuned to cakeandconfetti.com because there's new things
yeah.
coming very, very soon, right?
Very soon.
Yeah. yeah.
End of May. We're doing a whole new website rebrand
yeah.
and launch and have like a whole new.
It's very
thing
exciting.
Coming.
It's very exciting. So, at Cake and Confetti, follow Meredith, and you can always follow me at JulieLauren14. And thank you to our first live audience.
So fun.
Thank you so much, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye bye.
Hey America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.